from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a driver and 10 children were taken to the hospital after a tree fell on their school bus in Hunterdon County on Friday morning. The front end of the Tewksbury school bus was crushed by the trunk and branches. Tewksbury police said there were no life-threatening injuries. Witnesses said to News 12 they heard a thunderous crack and then saw nearby garbage men rush to help the children out of the bus. New York is getting an extension to keep its congestion pricing toll plan running. The Trump administration wanted the toll to end Friday, but gave officials a 30-day extension. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has insisted she won't comply with the demand to turn the toll off without a court injunction. In a post on X, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy calls New York's refusal to end the plan unacceptable. Meanwhile, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is angry that hardworking New Jerseyans continue to shoulder the burden.
They want them to pay for their mismanagement, and even when they get a federal directive telling them to stop the congestion tax, they give the federal government the finger and refuse to actually follow along the federal directive.
Duffy says the extension was granted due to ongoing discussions regarding the toll. Johnson & Johnson says it will invest more than $55 billion within the United States over the next 4 years, including four new manufacturing plants. A number of companies have highlighted investments in the U.S. in recent months, a focus of the Trump administration. Johnson & Johnson, which is headquartered in New Brunswick, said Friday that that's an estimated 25% increase in investment compared with the prior 4 years, and estimates the U.S. economic impact will be more than $100 billion a year. Dengue fever is rising among U.S. travelers, with the CDC saying that nearly 3,500 cases of dengue fever were reported among U.S. travelers last year.
That's a record number of cases and up 84% from the year before. The CDC is also warning the trend is expected to continue this year with increased dengue fever activity in areas where the virus occurs regularly. Dengue virus is usually carried by mosquitoes in tropical areas and can cause high fever, rash, and joint pain. Occasionally, it can be life-threatening. I'm Michael Kastner.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Sunny or warm, but can we have both? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather is going to be nice and sunny, a little bit windy this afternoon. Temperatures are cooler from yesterday in the low to mid 50s. Tonight we're partly cloudy, lows dipping down into the mid to upper 30s, and then we're back to near 60. For tomorrow it'll be cloudier and even some showers in the area by the afternoon. Partly sunny skies though, the more north you go. Sunday is cooler once again. We'll have sunshine at first, followed by increasing cloudiness and highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. And then on Monday, we're cloudy with occasional rain and highs in the mid 50s. Temperatures going to hold steady on Tuesday as the cloud cover sticks around, but at least we're dry. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Sussex is 39, Trenton 47, Egg Harbor Township is 50. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Hunterdon Hills Playhouse, offering year-round entertainment at an amazing value. Broadway musicals, comedies, live music, and more. It's easily accessible only 3 miles west of Clinton, New Jersey, off Interstate 78. For a complete list of upcoming shows, visit hhplayhouse.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.